Welcome to another in our series of Politics and Review podcasts. Two more congressional seats were, for all intents and purposes, filled during the week. Voters in the two Ohio vacant districts, one in Cleveland and the other south of Columbus, went to the polls to choose nominees. Because these districts are safe for one party or the other, we now almost assuredly know who will be replacing Democrat Marcia Fudge and Republican Steve Stivers in the Ohio congressional delegation. Moreover, the results were victories for certain factions in both parties. In southern Ohio, former President Donald Trump publicly endorsed Ohio Coal Association Chairman Mike Harry. The move resulted in a major political test for Mr. Trump, since his endorsed candidate in Texas lost a double Republican runoff the previous week. The Buckeye State's Mr. Harry recorded a strong 37-13% win over his closest Republican primary competitor. He advances as the prohibitive favorite to the November 2nd special general election. In the Cleveland-Akron seat, the Bernie Sanders, Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez far-left faction within the Democratic Party was dealt a blow when former state senator and Sanders for President national co-chair Nina Turner lost to Cuyahoga County Councilwoman Chantel Brown after outspending her 2-1 and holding a huge 50-15% lead in early polling. The Democratic establishment, led by House Majority Whip Jim Clyburn of South Carolina and Hillary Clinton, came through in this race, as Ms. Brown notched a 50-44% win. She will easily win the special general election in early November, as this seat routinely records 80% plus wins for Democratic candidates. The open Missouri Senate race is taking further shape. Springfield area Congressman Billy Long entered the statewide Republican primary this week in hopes that he will attract an endorsement from former President Trump. On the other hand, another potential candidate, St. Louis area Congresswoman Ann Wagner, announced that she will instead seek re-election to a sixth term in the U.S. House. Former Governor Eric Greitens, Attorney General Eric Schmidt, and Congresswoman Vicki Hartzler are already active Republican senatorial candidates. This race is a must-win for Republicans. California Governor Gavin Newsom continues to remain on the political hot seat as he heads toward a September 14th recall election. Two more polls were released during the week that basically confirms the previous University of California at Berkeley survey, finding Newsom barely hanging on to his position among those most likely to vote in the recall. Core Decision Analytics finds the recall question tied among definite and likely recall election voters, while Emerson College sees the governor holding on with only a 48-46% margin. Voters will first choose yes or no on recalling Governor Newsom from office, and then select a replacement if the yes response wins. There are 46 qualified candidates on the replacement ballot. Radio talk show host Larry Elder leads in all polling, with former gubernatorial candidate John Cox and ex-San Diego Mayor Kevin Falconer in the running. No major Democrat filed to run in show of support for Governor Newsom. This concludes our Politics and Review podcast. I'm Jim Ellis.